All right, continuing about Lag BaOmer here, being that it's the Lamed Beis BaOmer now, let's see if we can finish off this piece. And then see the Shalom. So again, what he's been saying until now was that, I mean, he started out with a bunch of questions. We're going to circle back to that now, Bezrat Hashem. But he's been saying that there's two different inyanim when it comes to Sefiras HaOmer. Number one is the completion of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. He spent a long time talking about that. There was 49 times in the Torah that it said Yetzias Mitzrayim because we needed to leave 49 times because we were on the 49th level of that klipa. And there's also the inyan that it's a preparation for Chag HaShavuos, that we're preparing ourselves to tahir our midos to receive the Torah on Har Sinai and Chag HaShavuos in a few weeks. Those are the two major inyanim that we have. And it says now like this. We're in Os Dalid, page Shin Yud Gimel, if you're looking under the book. He says, L'fi zeh mevur, according to this, it comes clear now, Mashik Shenu Lamek Kraftem, why the Pasuk says the word, the thing of the Kraftem is Omer, Ne'emar b'emshech l'pasuk serves b'svartem l'chem. So he had started off way back in the day, before, you know, a long time ago when we read this, he started out with this pasuk. Svartam lechem mimachras haShabbos mimum bechemes omar tenufa shavu shavtos shemas tiyena ad mimachras shavu shavu tisvuru chamishim yom mikraftem mincha chadash ol Hashem. Right, so the pasuk says you shall count 50 days, right? 7 weeks. This is the pasuk that we learned in, right? So we said it says that you should count 7 weeks and 50 days. And then you shall sacrifice the new mincha chadasha, the new mincha. And that's talking about the shtei lechem that we bring on Shavuos. And so he asked at the time, he said that the Mefarshim asked, why is that in the same pasuk? It's like a new topic. You should do it. Sefiras HaOmer is the first thing, right? That's one topic. Lechora, that's a unit in and of itself. And then, like, the next pasuk should have been, and then you shall sacrifice the korban shtei lechem. Why is it that the pasuk puts it together and just, like, throws it in there at the end of the pasuk about Sefiras HaOmer? The Chora, it's not really connected to that. And furthermore, it's also mentioned explicitly in the next pasuk. And that's pasuk because it is talking about it. So why does it have to be mentioned over there as well? That was the question that he started out this whole thing with. So he says, based on what we've been saying, now we can understand this. Why? Ki amnam zehu ha-yehud shel yemei ha-sfira. Because behold, or like indeed, this is the destination of the whole yemei ha-sfira. She'acharei she'yudim ta'aher etatzmo mitaken midotav, and after a Jew purifies himself and fixes his midos, v'sheva shabbatos tamimos, in the 7 weeks, then bechinas zayin nekiim kodim kabbalas Torah, and in an aspect of zayin nekiim before matan Torah. What's zayin nekiim? So a woman has, it's not just a woman, also no, it's actually just a woman. No, a zav also has to have this. But there are certain types of tumah. The most common form is a woman, even nowadays, who has to wait zayin nekiim. She has to wait after she finishes bleeding in her menstruation cycle. She has to have 7 clean days, Zayin Nikim, 7 clean days, where she has to check to make sure that she's clean, no blood meaning, and after that she goes to the mikvah, right? So there's such a thing called Zayin Nikim. So he's saying, even though it's not 7 days over here, it's 7 weeks, but there are seven weeks before Matan Torah, before Shavuos, have an aspect to them of Zayin Nikim, before the Kabbalah Sator, before like the mikvah of Kabbalah Sator. So Yiske b'chag haShavuos le'ikraftem le'ikraftem mincha chadash al Hashem le'kabel es haTorah. So then we'll be zocha at chag haShavuos. Akam Shomer Menachem, how you doing? Yiske b'chag haShavuos le'ikraftem mincha chadash al Hashem. Then we'll be zocha at chag haShavuos to sacrifice the new korban to Hashem le'kabel es haTorah, meaning to be mekabel the Torah. Kediza b'kli yakar, like the Kli yakar says, the kayal haTorah. When it says the kraftem mincha chadasha, again, simple pshat in the pasuk is talking about shtei alechem. It's talking about the korban that we bring on Shavuos. But the Kli Yakar says that it's actually talking about the Torah. Shehi mincha chadasha. The Torah is the mincha chadasha. K'mamar Chazal, like it says in Chazal, b'chol yom yeh be'enecha chadashim. Every day the Torah should be in your eyes like new. So the Torah is always new. The Torah is always a new thing. It's supposed to be always new in our eyes. And therefore, the Pasuk is hinting to the fact that it's talking about the Torah when it says Mincha Chadash. So that's what Kli Yakar says there. So now we can explain that when it says in the Pasuk Sfiras HaOmer, and then it says in the end of the Pasuk Yerfkrachtem Mincha Chadasha, that Mincha Chadasha it's not talking about the Yishtei Alechem, it's not talking about a Korban, it's actually talking about the Torah. So now it makes sense. We're counting the Sfiras HaOmer in order to prepare ourselves in order to be Mekabel the Torah and Chag Shavuos, that Mamash fits together. Is that Tom? No. And so too, every year we have a new Kabbalah Satorah. This is also why the Torah never mentions explicitly what date Shavuos falls out on. The truth is that it can fall out on different days, technically. Nowadays it doesn't. Nowadays it always falls out on Bab Sivan. But in back in the day when there was Mekadesh L'Chodesh Mapia Re'iyah, when they were Mekadesh L'Chodesh based on the moon and witnesses coming and saying that they saw the new moon, so then it actually could be that the Chag HaShavuos would have different days. It could either be Hay, Vav, or Zion. It could be three different days, depending on if the month of Nisan, the month of Iyar, were full or Chaser. Right? So you can figure it out. That's the difference of 3 days. Right? And that's why it could be three different dates. But the point he's saying now is that the Torah never mentions a date. The Torah never mentions the date of Yom HaShavuos. It also doesn't mention really explicitly when you start counting, right? Like we said in the question section, right? He said there also that it doesn't say that you start counting on this and this date. It said that you start counting from the bringing of the Omer. It didn't say a time. It said Mimachar HaShavuos, but it didn't give us a date. So he says, why is that? So now he explains. That time shall not be taken before the Yom Mechudash bechodesh Chal Chag Hashavuos v'oyim etay matchil in the Sfiras HaOmer lefisha kol ha'tekufa hazot, because this entire time period he hemshech liyantav rishon to Pesach. It is a continuation of the first day of Pesach. Shizmanu meforish b'Torah, and that time is explicit in the Torah. The time of the first day of Pesach is explicit in the Torah. And all the days of Sfira afterwards until Shavuos is all one period. And one continuation. That the end goal is just to get to Kabbalah Torah. And that's what it means in the Pasuk when it says, a very interesting Pasuk. It says, and on the day of Bikurim, it's referring to Shavuos, Be'akrivchem mincha chadasha, when you sacrifice the new mincha l'Hashem, to Hashem, b'shavu oteichem, on your weeks. It's a very strange thing. What is it saying? So he says, Ki alken nikra chag hakadosh v'chol tzatzor chag ha-Shavuos. This is why Shavuos is called Shavuos. Why is this? It's like a funny name, right? Have you ever thought about it? You ever thought about this name? What's the name of this holiday we're about to come and celebrate? Weeks. The holiday of weeks. Weird, no? I mean, Sukkot, I understand. Sukkot is Mamish. That's what we're celebrating. We're celebrating the booths or the whatever, the Ananiah Kovah. Pesach, I understand also. We're celebrating the fact that Hashem, you know, jumped over our houses or had mercy on us, whichever Shana were Pesach. It's really relevant to the Chag. Shavuos is just, it's not describing the Chag, L'chora. It's describing like when it happens. It's a weird thing, right? We call it the holiday of weeks. So he says that this is why it's called Shavuos. Why? It's because it's built up from the 7 weeks of the Yemei Sefirah. Because kama sheyudi mashkiya umasiyageya yoyser b'Yemei Sefirah letaher lezakechen mirotav, and as much as a Jew invests and works hard in during these days to purify himself and to refine his midos of Ben Adam L'Chavero and Ben Adam L'Makom, so in correspondence to that, he will reach a level of being able to be Mekabel Torah and on Chag Shavuos. The Gimel Azmanim HaKadoshim Ma'elu Heim Hemshech Echad Shematchil Miyantev Arishot Shel Pesach. And these three times are one continuation that begin with the first day of Yantev of Pesach. Shebo Meir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ayar Aliona Be'etzarus Adela'ela. That there HaKadosh Baruch Hu shines a light on the world in an aspect of Yisra'us Adela'ela, like we've spoken about, and a divine awakening, B'vchinas Dilu, where he's skipping, right? We saw that also in Ramam's letter. Ramam's also said that Hashem skips over the normal processes. And from that light, there remains a reshima, a trace, an etch, right? In during the many days of Sphira, that makes it easier for us to work on that and get that light. Like the words of the Kazan Sarebbe that we quoted earlier, Shalulei Arishima Zot, that if it wasn't for that, you know, etch, that little scratch, Lo Yicholim Litayr B'Mei Sfira, we would not have been able to entire ourselves in the days of Sfira. Charkach B'Mei Sfira. Then after that light comes the days of Sfira. Ubehem Tzarich Ish Yehudi La'Mol Tagei B'Tars Hamidos Gedishi Iya Roy L'Kavod La'Avros Halyonos L'Chagash Shavuos B'Kol Satorah. And during those days of Sfira, a person, a Jew, has to work hard in order to purify his midos that he should be fitting to receive Kabbalah, Torah, and Shavuos, with Tachlitam, He Chag Shavuos Gufo, and obviously the whole goal and purpose of everything is to get to Chag Shavuos itself, the Kabbalah, Torah, Anivne Mishavuot Zeichem, and to get the Torah, which is built upon all these weeks of work that we've done. Perush Me'avoyda Shavu Shavuos Sfira, the work that we have done, the service of Hashem that we've done in the last 7 weeks. The Azu Azvan Shel Hakratam Mincha Chadash Hashem, and then that is the time where it's where we sacrifice the Mincha Chadasha, which again he said in the name of the Kriyakar, the Mincha Chadasha is bring to the Torah, and that's when we are in Zohar to get the Torah. Bezer Hashem. Okay, we really haven't tied it back to Lag BaOmer at all. I guess he's going to do that in the next page. Bezer Hashem.